Did you know the very things driving your career ambition might also be holding your career back? Most of us make decisions at work without really realising why we avoid speaking up at meetings, why we burn out, why we chase recognition, or why we stay stuck even though we know we want more. This week, Sarah and I are diving into a really powerful framework, one that every ambitious SEO needs to understand, and it's called the Six Human Needs. This model explains so much: your confidence, your motivation, your career decisions, even why you get stressed. And by the end of the episode, you'll know which of your two needs are secretly running the show for you. Make sure you stay to the end, because we'll be guiding you through a really simple but powerful exercise that's going to help you pick the top two needs for your career success in 2026. But before we dive in, if you're enjoying what Sarah and I are doing with the podcast, then please hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. We've got some brilliant ones coming your way, packed with everything that you need for your career success. All right, ready to understand yourself to a whole new level? Let's do it. Hi everyone, it's me Tasman.
And it's me Sarah.
Now, Sarah, today we are going to be diving into a topic that every ambitious SEO, every ambitious person needs to hear. And it's about the six human needs that can either help or hinder career growth. Now, It's not a model I've created, right? So I'm just going to say off the bat, it's Tony Robbins' model. And the reason I picked this topic is that it can really help people understand what shapes their behaviors, their career decisions, confidence, their performance, or what holds them back and keeps us stuck, and sometimes even, you know, lose motivation, worse still, burnout. Are you ready for this?
I think this sounds like a very interesting topic, because I understand that there are going to be sort of the fundamental human needs that we all have. So it'd be really interesting to dive into that. And also to understand how they can help and hinder. So yeah, and I just want to point something out. So you'll be able to see this if you see a clip, but of course we recently went to Barcelona to do International Search Summit, and we got gifted by the lovely Kirsty and Gemma, we got gifted a beautiful hoodie, and we both turned up on to recording today, and we realised that we were twinning.
We absolutely are. So it's, and they're very warm and cosy. Thank you, Kirsty and Gemma.
They're very warm and cozy.
They're very warm. So going back to the topic, what you were saying, it'd be good to understand what the needs are and how they can help or hinder career progress. And we're absolutely going to do that. But at the end of the episode, what I would like to share is a short but really powerful exercise where you can pick the two human needs that you really want to amplify in 2026 to help your career growth.
So, sounds like you've got a cracking episode planned for us all. So let's dive in, Tasman.
Let's dive in. Right. So I'm going to name all six first. And remember, everyone's got all six, and they will be more prominent in different people, more prominent in, you know, different times of your life. So in, you know, when you are progressing, you might have, you know, top two is blah and blah. I'm going to go through it in a minute. So this isn't about saying, oh, these are the only ones apply to me. They all apply to everybody. Right?
Okay, good to know.
Number one is the need for certainty. So you could call it security, stability, all of those good things. The next one is the need for uncertainty.
Ooh.
We need both. Yeah. The third one is the need for love and connection.
I definitely connect with that one. I understand that. We all need connection, and we all need love in lots of different ways, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. The need for significance. And then number five is the need for growth, and number six is the need for contribution. So like I said, everyone's got all six, but the top two shape the most of your behavior. Now, Sarah, I know we've not dived into it, but do you want to take a punt on what your top two are?
I would actually, because, I mean, would you be able to say, do you reckon you know what they would be for me?
Definitely know one of them. Definitely know one of them. Go on, you say it and I'll tell you later.
Okay, so what's one that you definitely think?
No, you say it first and then I'll tell you whether I thought it as well.
I will. I'm just thinking, because now, I mean, as soon as you said the love and connection, that one that I was drawn to. But do you know what, Tasman? I'm a little bit stuck between two, because I'm relating to the having certainty and the uncertainty.
And so, yes, love and connection is definitely one that I thought of when I was writing, my notes for this. And I think you tussle between certainty and uncertainty, but you also have a lot of desire to grow. And okay. I'm wondering whether when it's growth, then you are happy to have more uncertainty in your life?
Yeah, because that would make sense, wouldn't it? Because to be able to grow, you need to be okay with being uncertain.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, the love and connection and certainty, those two are kind of connected, aren't they? Because
yes, and they can hold you back as well.
Oh, what about you?
Love and connection, yes, because, you know, family. But I, actually, you know, I'm not going to say it right now. Might talk about it at the end. Let's go into each one.
If you're going
to write it down, you write down the ones that it'd be like countdown, you know.
Right,
you've got to show you a piece of paper at the end.
Okay, the two for you, I'm going to pop down.
Okay.
Okay, I'm writing it down on my piece of paper now. Right, yes.
Okay, let's dive into number one, which is certainty. So like we've said, this is about wanting things to be stable, being really clear, staying safe. And what this can look like is staying in the same job, staying in the same relationship, not taking chances, not putting your hand up for that new project. Or it can also look a bit like perfectionism. So not launching that thing, over polishing your reports. So this is not just staying in the same job, but even within the same job, if you're holding on to work, thinking, I'll just change, you know, just perfect that and just polish that, because you want to be really certain that it's going to be good. And it can be a good trait. So, for example, you can become really reliable like that. People can really trust your work because you've put the effort into it. There's trustworthiness that comes from it. There's a consistency that comes from it. So none of these are good or bad. It's how they manifest in your life. So if you are really enjoying your job, you're happy to stay there, you're acquiring knowledge, you're being consistent, and you're the person who, you know, if anyone has an issue, it's like, go ask Sarah, she'll know. So there is good to it, but where it's not good is when you're avoiding anything new. So you're avoiding experimentation. Supposing using that report example, that's how you've done it. That's how you know how to do it. And somebody says, oh, you know what? There's this new piece of software, or there's this new way of doing it. And you think, no, I don't want to do that.
I can definitely relate to that, especially when I was new into my career. I remember there was this person who was very different to me, because they were always looking at ways to be more efficient, or they were looking at tools, or not so much hacks, but like understanding, okay, what's quite time heavy, what's quite resource heavy, and how can we speed it up? And so they were very much like, why don't you try doing it in this way? And I remember myself being a bit hesitant, because when I was early on in my career, I was very stuck in my ways. And I was like, well, I've done it like this all this time, and I know that the clients are happy, I know that I understand it. And I was I was reluctant, because I was unsure about what the outcome was going to be. So I can, I definitely relate to that one.
And another time, it's not good when, for example, if you are in a job that you don't want to be in, and you'll avoid moving because of the uncertainty. Will I like the new team? Will it be enough money for me? Or when you're waiting for things to be really perfect before you take action. Mm. Now, we certainly weren't waiting for that, were we, when we launched this podcast? It was like, I mean, if we were to, you know, when I think back, it felt like one Thursday we said, oh, should we do a podcast? And the next Thursday we were recording. It wasn't quite as quick as that. But yeah, also, so waiting for things to be perfect.
To develop on that a little bit, we also didn't wait for things to be perfect with the live podcast, because that was a whole new medium. Like, and even though that I was familiar with podcasting, doing a podcast in front of a live audience and putting together an event, like, we had to do it the first time to learn, make mistakes, and then learn from it, don't you?
Absolutely. Right, so we're good with number one, the need for certainty. So now the opposite is the need for uncertainty. So supposing you have the same job and you get up at the same time and you go to work at the same time and you do the same things and you speak to the same people and you eat the same lunch and you've had the same breakfast and you come back at the same time and eat
mix
the same
dinner. Mix it up, Tasmin, mix it up.
So, you know, there is a need for certainty, but if you have every single day the same old day, you're going to get bored. So then you're going to want uncertainty, which is variety and excitement and challenge. And it's a chance to try a new role or be with new people or try some new food or explore some new tools, because you're getting bored with those repetitive tasks. So it's really good because it makes you creative and you feel like you're being innovative. Yes, did I say that right? And you learn, and you're learning how to be adaptable. For goodness sake, you know, right now with things changing at the rate they are, you have to be adaptive, do you not? And it keeps you, you carry on feeling curious and engaged in your work. So there's elements that are really good about embracing uncertainty.
Definitely. I mean, as you were talking about that same routine day in, day out, it drives you a bit insane after a while, wouldn't it? So you need to mix it up, and otherwise, I know that some people like routine and they like the same old, and they, because it's familiar, but I imagine everyone has a limit.
And this is why I say everyone's got a need for an element of certainty and uncertainty, and it just depends where you are in your life. Now, for example, if you are going through a major chapter in your life, supposing you're about to get married, or you're about to have a baby, or you've had a baby, or so, you know, there's been a bereavement or something's happening in your personal life. In your professional life, you're probably thinking, do you know what? I'm okay where I am. I'm just going to carry on, because there's only so much that an individual can take in their capacity for stress and their capacity for change. And likewise, if your work life is super busy, changing, lots of new projects, and someone at home says, oh, should we renovate the house? And you're thinking, no, let's not do that, because I've got enough on my plate. Speaking from experience here. So it's really looking at what do I need right now?
you could be, because change happens a lot at work. So, for example, there might have been a bit of a change up in at work on who are your managers or team structure. Maybe there's also been a change in clients. Maybe someone's like, maybe you're in-house at an agency and you're put like point of contact in for one of your clients has changed and stuff. So I completely understand. And it's about being aware of, because I imagine where people get a bit stuck is where they take on too much change. So if you've got a lot of change at work, yes.
Great segue, because I was about to say, when it's not so good is, for example, like you just said, take on too much. If you switch strategies too often, so you've got a goal, you know how to do it, you've spent time working out the strategy and the actions, but you don't give it enough time. And you think, oh, no, on day three, that hasn't worked. Let me try something else and let me try something else. And, well, you know, you're testing your website. You're just not giving it time. So that's not so good. And that happens a lot when, you know, we're chasing those shiny objects and we think our idea, our strategy isn't sound enough. And some of that comes from lack of confidence in your own ability to figure it out. You think everyone else has got the idea or the answer rather than yourself. And that also comes from the inner work. You and I have talked about it. If you're trying to figure out what the answer is for you and you don't spend time journaling, reflecting, thinking about what's right for you, and you're just looking for the outside the outside world to give you the answer, again, not so good. Right. Are you ready for your number three, which is the love and connection one, right?
Yeah.
So this is the need for belonging and relationships. And this can, you know, be feeling that, you know, you want to be part of a team or a wider community. You want to collaborate. You want to feel supported. You want to be understood. And it's a really great great need, because what it does is it reduces isolation and loneliness, which we spoke about the live podcast not so long ago. It encourages teamwork, knowledge sharing, mentorship, all of those great things. So when I was writing this, I'm thinking, yeah, Sarah. But it has its negative side, because it then manifests or can manifest in things like people pleasing. It can manifest in avoiding difficult conversations, and it can manifest in not setting boundaries.
Yes, I can relate to all of them. And I think a lot of our listeners will relate to them as well.
And I would say for this one that, you know, for me, having time with the family, which, you know, we spoke about this earlier on, but it's also understanding what is it that you need? What are your goals? And what do you do to protect those goals? And also, how do you form a relationship with yourself? So over the years, I went from somebody who didn't really understand what that even meant to somebody who really enjoys spending time with herself. Whether it's reading, whether it's pottering, whether it's going for a walk, whether it's writing. I am not saying I could do it all day, every day, but I'm very happy to spend time on my own. And when you spend time on your own, you are you're more likely to say yes to the thing that you want to do. Doesn't mean that you're going to be selfish and say, everyone, get out of my house. So there's a good side to it and there's a bad side to it. So like I said, none of these are just good or just bad. You have to figure out which is the one that's going to help you with your growth this next year.
So, Tasmin, looking at the time, shall we, because I know that we've got three more to go through.
We do, and the exercise, yeah.
And the exercise. So should we take a short break here?
Let's.
And and then come back, do the remainder, and I'm very excited for your exercise as well.
Right, see everyone in a few seconds. So, Sarah, we've just heard, well, we've just talked about three of the six human needs, which were certainty, uncertainty, and love and connection. We're about to dive into the next three. You ready?
I am, definitely.
Right. Number four, significance. The need to feel valued, respected, and impactful. So this is where you want to have recognition. You want to be seen as the expert. And it's really good because when you are at that level, you know, your confidence is rising, you're seen as a thought leader, you're advancing your career, which sounds great, right? Sounds great. Who doesn't want that? However, what it can do is that your decisions can be very ego-driven. You could overwork because you just want that validation. You're feeding off that. You know, you want people to say, oh, that was a great post you wrote, or great article, or great talk, or whatever it is. And then you could start comparing yourself, saying, oh, you know what? I've done all of this hard work, but that's that person. Why is it that they got the job or they got that speaking opportunity? So you could turn into envy. Or it could turn into pride, saying, ha ha, look at me, I'm so great. So again, good parts, bad parts. Any thoughts on this one?
Yeah, with significance as well. So when I was first trying to get into speaking gigs, like getting on stages and doing talks, appearing on podcasts and stuff, you definitely do get that rush when you've done something, especially if you stood on a stage or you've done something for the first time or you've done that podcast interview that you've always wanted to do. And when it goes out in the world and you see people posting lovely things, it does make you feel good. And yeah, I can definitely see how then you get focused on doing more of that because of how it makes you feel, which is, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but like you said, like with you doing all this stuff, is it actually what you want and is it actually helping you towards your goals? Are you doing it from an egotistical point of view? Like it's all very valid. And yeah, I can definitely see how significance can be. I know that you said there's no good or bad, but I can see how it will push you, but then also you could then end up going a bit off course as well, couldn't you?
Now, they say that the first four are all about the needs of the ego, and then the next two are the needs of the soul, or, you know, the character beneath that ego. So number five is growth, the need to evolve and become better. So this could look like learning new tools, listening to podcasts, taking a course, you know, wanting challenges at work. And so all sounds great. And, you know, we all encourage people to grow. The danger is that you're learning without implementation. So maybe you've learned that thing, yeah, but you've not acted on it. You've taken the course, but you've not actually done anything with it. So you're consuming without applying.
So my partner, Tash, she is a teacher. She's a tutor. And she said to me so many times that one of the best ways to learn is actually implement or teach other people. Interestingly. So I can definitely see how you might feel, oh, I'm learning all of this stuff and this is great, I'm growing, I'm developing myself, but then I can see how there is a missing puzzle piece if people don't implement it, because you can learn all the theory in the world, but when you try and implement, can you do it? Like, for example, I don't know why my brain's gone here, but it took me a few times to pass my physical driving test. I passed my theory in flying colours first time, nearly got like 100%, right? So in theory, I was a great driver. But when I put everything I learned practically into my practical physical exam, I wasn't so good. So yeah, I'm an okay driver now, just to put that out there. Like, if anyone ever gets in the car with me, don't worry, I am safe.
You know what, when people talk about the theory and the practical, I think, oh, I didn't have that. I just had one test and we were done.
Oh, I mean,
Back in the day.
did they ask you any questions?
Yes, they did.
Yes,
But it was just, you know, it was after you'd done your practical when, you know, your nerves were on edge. And then they said, what does this sign mean? You think, oh no, I just want to go home. But anyway, right. So number six. Number six is contribution, and this is the need to give back. This is, you know, this could look like sharing knowledge, improving processes at work. This could look like charity work. It could look like mentorship. It could look like so many different things. But there comes a point where, when you're not giving back, it just doesn't feel worthwhile.
I hear you. I hear you. And there's loads of ways that you can give back. Loads of different ways, like you said. One of the most fulfilling ways that I recently gave back, I think it was a few years ago, but the women in tech SEO community do a mentorship program. So you already sort of mentioned how you can give back by mentoring, and I signed up to be a mentor, and I was umming and ahhing because I was like, do I have enough knowledge? Does someone actually want to come to me for advice? But I decided to get over myself and put myself forward. And yeah, I got paired with a lovely individual who I'm still friends with to this day. I actually had a lovely little catch up with her the other day. And yeah, it felt really good to give back. And I'm not saying like you should do things because it makes you feel good. But I think in your body, if you're doing stuff that feels like you're giving back or you're contributing and it makes you feel good in your body, then surely that's a good sign that you're doing something good. I don't know.
And I think the it's really good to question yourself. I'm doing this thing. Is it because I want to contribute, or is this feeding my ego? Is this feeding my soul, or is it feeding my ego? So even when you're giving charity, is it because you want to feel good, or you want to do good? And you can sort of have both in a way, but it shouldn't be about, oh, look at me, I have helped that person. Oh, look at me, I taught that person. If it's about making yourself boastful, not a good thing. If it is about really contributing and serving, that's the word. If it's in service, then it's a good thing. So those were the six. And it said that, which two do you think are the best combination for growth and like career progress?
Oh, what, just the two?
Yeah, which two do you think is a real good combination? Or
Well,
actually,
sure.
do you want to share what you think my two are?
Yes, I do actually.
Go on then.
I've got them written down, and we did this at the beginning of the episode.
We did. We did.
So I put love and connection for one, is
Yeah.
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think we share that one. But the one that I put down was contribution. Would
See,
you agree?
those are not two that I think this year, actually, no, I'm not going to share that. Actually, no, I will. But I think this year has been a year of uncertainty. I've just tried a lot of things. Yeah, and contribution, those two, with love and connection and contribution maybe tied half and half.
But this is an interesting
But
exercise in itself, isn't it? Like, so
yeah.
going, what might be quite interesting is like getting people to think about these six human
Yeah.
behaviors, but then like asking someone that they know quite well which
Yeah.
ones, because it might be, they might be very different, mightn't they?
Yeah. And it's a good one to do if you're in a, you know, a serious relationship, because it'll help you understand each other. But let's do this exercise. So this is the top two needs for 2026 exercise. So we've been through all six. Think about 2025. What have been your top two?
Okay.
Yeah. You're writing that down?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'm going to do mine.
Do people have to stick to two, or are you allowed three at a push?
No. Let's do two. Right. I'll lay down the rules. What people do in the privacy of their own home is up to them. So what two have you put, and I'll tell you which two I put.
Growth, love, connection.
Okay. I've put uncertainty in love and connection. Now reflect on the cost of having those two as your needs. What's it cost you in terms of your career success?
As in, are we talking like, what have I had to sacrifice?
Yeah.
Can you give an example?
I'll talk through mine then. So for me, uncertainty has been one. And that's meant that I've tried lots of different things, maybe slightly scattergunny stuff sometimes. And what it's cost me is energy and stability, because I would just thought, let me try that. Let me try this thing. Let me try that thing. Let me try the other thing. And it's because I've jumped sometimes from one thing to the next. I'm better now, but I think midway through the year, I'm thinking, okay, which one is it that's working? I don't know, because I've just put too many things in the mix. And with love and connection, what it's cost me is because I haven't been very good at setting boundaries, I haven't completed some of the things that I said I'd want to complete.
Okay, that makes sense. So for me then, with the love and connection, because I've needed that so much, especially because I've been freelance for a year and a half now, which is quite exciting.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to feel lonely. So love and connection has been really important. And my people-pleasing ways have come back, saying yes all the time, trying to fit, trying to support people. And yeah, like, just trying to be around people as much as I can has sort of made me exhausted at times, I would say, even though I've enjoyed it. And then growth, again, because I'm in a moment of growth, I'm saying yes to lots of different things and trying different things. And in doing that, I might have kept doing something that wasn't really for me, or I don't feel as focused, because in growth, I'm just sort of, like you said, scattergun, just trying lots of different bits and bobs. So maybe it's more uncertainty than growth, or maybe, I don't know.
Okay. So, I mean, you can ponder over it, and the more you think about it, the more clear it'll become. So now choose the top two needs that you need for 2026.
Do you know what's interesting? For some reason, certainty and significance came straight to mind.
That's good. Write it down. Don't overthink it. For me, it's also certainty and growth. So certainty because I know what works. I just need to commit to that and say, this is what we're going to do. So whether it's in my business and also in my, like, for example, with the house, we've got some renovations done. I don't want any more uncertainty. I just want to build on what we have and just enjoy that space and have that security, that slower pace in a way. And then for growth, I've not read much this year. I want to read more next year. I want to write more next year. And I feel that that'll give me not only just intellectual growth, but personal growth, spiritual growth. So I want to get back to that.
Sounds good. Should I do mine?
So the next step, so you've got your two. And also, if you can think of one simple action for each of those needs.
So help me out here. So for example, the two that I've picked for next year is certainty and significance. And the reason I've done certainty is I know what I need to do And I know how I can grow the business, grow me, and how I can best support myself. I just need to put the work in and do what I need to do to make it happen. And then the reason I've said significance is because every time that I've gone on a stage, spoken, I've been out there in the public talking about certain things, it's helped with my personal brand. I've got work out of it. I've got other speaking opportunities out of it. And it's something that I really do love and I love doing. So I just need to think of an action for both of them.
So I think your certainty and my certainty are pretty, you know, pretty aligned. We know what we need to do to keep the business growing. So for me, what I'm going to be doing in the next week or so is working out how much do I want to earn, what does that look like, what does my marketing look like, and build a calendar based on that. Which events am I going to have, which launches am I going to do, how many clients do I want, and then build my content calendar off the back of that. And the more I can get clear on that, the more I can just put in place. So that's one thing for my certainty. And for my growth, there's a couple of courses that I purchased last year, or rather this year, that I haven't done. And I want to set time aside each week to spend on that. And I actually know when I'm going to do it because I'm part of a cohort. They do co-working on Mondays for a couple of hours. So I even know when I'm going to do it. So it's just putting that in my calendar.
Okay.
So that's my growth and contribution. Sorry, my growth.
Mm.
And there you go.
Yeah. No, definitely. No, I'm just, my brain is just thinking, okay. So with my certainty, because I know what I need to do and I just need to action it, I need to put time aside to make it happen. And I even know the different steps. So I just need to chunk it down. And actually...
Yeah.
I'm going to use the holiday period, Christmas period, because everything goes a bit quieter. Once I've like done everything for my clients and everything's in a good place, I can spend some time on this kind of stuff. And then with the significance, similar to you, I need to look at the events, look at where I want to be, what I want to do. I was really impressed. So we've had her on the podcast before, Amanda King, and she came to the International Search Summit Live podcast, and she really impressed me because she already had her speaking calendar gig 2026 sorted. Like she was like, really? I'm here in January, I'm doing this in February, I need a break in March, but then I'm going to be here in April. And I was just kind of stood there like, whoa, you have really got your 2026 nailed. That is amazing.
Yeah. That's really, really good.
Really good. I want to be a lot more intentional, I think. So with my speaking, pick out the events, pick out where I want to, but also... for me to be able to do that, I need more support within my business as well. So yeah, a lot of planning I think is needed.
And I think absolutely, and I think this year I was a little bit on the back foot, and I don't want to have another year like that. So I was talking to my cousin who lives in Australia. She's really good at like business processes, and she runs a company that sells like motorcycle accessories and leather jackets and all of that. And she's in the process of, she might be selling that soon. So I said to her, can you hold me accountable over the Christmas period? So if I say to you in the next 7 days, these are the 7 things I want to do. And it could be day one, writing some of my newsletters, or day two, creating some social media content. And she said, absolutely. You wake up in the morning and tell me what you want to get done by the end of the day. And she, because she's in Australia, for her, it really works, this time zone thing. So she's going to hold me accountable.
Ah, nice. And we all know that that's really important, isn't it?
So that brings us to the end of this episode, Sarah. It sounds like I really enjoyed recording this.
Well, you've given me some homework, haven't you?
Given everybody some homework. And anyone who's listening to this, if they want to share what their two needs are for 2026, you know, just come onto our LinkedIn page, share with us. We'd love to hear. Any tips that you want, just ask away. We're here to serve.
And we're not... That's a great suggestion. So we always direct people to the show notes because there's always all of our links there. So yes. You'll be able to find where we are on social media. So yeah, come and talk to us.
Now, Sarah, it is time to say goodbye. But are you going to tell me what the next episode's going to be?
Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Thank you. I really enjoyed this episode and I love how it was quite practical. We were both there jotting things down. So, yeah. And this is definitely going to help our listeners because hopefully they were doing the same. So, yes, thank you so much. So the next episode, very excitedly, I've got a guest. So a guest will be joining me for the next episode. So yes, I'm going to, you know, try and keep some suspense, keep some mystery and just be like, It's going to be a cracking conversation. Got a cracking person lined up. You're just going to have to subscribe so you get notified, link in the show notes, as soon as that episode goes live.
Brilliant. Well, yeah, like we said, you know, episodes go out every Thursday. Now, if you are desperate to listen to another episode right now, because you know what, you're in the zone, one I would recommend you listen to is the one that we recorded not so long ago, but it's all on Inner Chatter, because what that'll help is for you to hear what your thoughts are saying, which will lead you towards your six human needs. They're quite linked, but yeah, so go and listen to that one. That'd be really great. As Sarah said, all of the links are in the show notes, plus a link to our very own set of career development resources, which we are so excited about, so proud of. There's podcast playlists, there's an email course, there's some masterclasses. So go and have a look and you are bound to find something that's going to really elevate your career next year.
Fabulous. Right? Yeah.
Sarah, it is time to say goodbye.
So long, farewell, Alvida's saying goodbye. Where's that from? I feel like that's from
the Sound of Music. Is this Christmas?
I hope everyone liked rendition.
Yes, excellent. So anybody who wants to go and listen to that in its full glory, go and get Music.
Not my singing. There isn't a full rendition of Sarah taking on Julie Andrews.
If everybody would like Sarah to sing the full edition of that, just there is a link in the show notes where you can come and find us on social media and create a petition. We want Sarah to sing that song.
So me and my friend, when we were younger, we did have singing lessons back in the day. Obviously, I should have spent my money elsewhere because I still can't sing.
Enough silliness. Calm down, everyone. Sarah, it's time to say goodbye to these wonderful folks.
Goodbye, take care of yourself, and until next time.
Take care, everyone. Bye.